It's good to see a lot of good friends in the gym today. I want to start with a quick story about friends. It's a tribute to Tim that my dad wrote as advice to his grandchildren. I don't think Tom realized it was a poem, but it was, and I titled it Find a Friend. Find a friend who loves what you love, who loves to play games, and whether opponent or partner will laugh with you afterwards. Find a friend who marries someone you and your spouse also love. Find a friend who is curious and loves to read and listen and engage. Find a friend who your sons and daughters would choose as coach and cherish the experience. Find a friend who loves your children and you love theirs. Find a friend to walk the beach. Find a friend who loves gin and tonic on the porch. And a friend whose home is also your home. Find a friend who would tell you when you're full of it. Find a friend who can talk about death and the White Sox in the same conversation. If you find such a friend, 40 years will not seem long enough. All right, I had to get those words out first while I still had some composure. Words, as Roger said, Tim loved words. And there's a line about words in one of my favorite books. It's called I Am the Messenger by Marcus Zusak. There's a protagonist is a 19-year-old having trouble finding his path in life and gets help in some unusual places. At one point, he's worried about how he will be remembered. And he says, I want words at my funeral. I want words at my funeral, but I guess that means you need life in your life. The character realized that for there were to be words when it's over. And as Coach always said, it's over before you know it. There has to be life in your life. And we can all agree that Tim had life in his life, so there'll be many words today. I don't expect our words to adequately convey how deeply we will miss him, or how much we appreciate him, or how much we loved him. But we will try. As Tim would say, what the heck, what the heck. Coach loved discussion, debates, books. We're here in the gym because we don't fit in his office, or Cinema 7, the gizmo, the station wagon, his living room, all the places where we talked to Tim. Some of my first memories of Coach are right here in this gym during Bucks basketball camp. The Sunday night lecture, sometimes Harley gave it, sometimes Tim. The Sunday night lecture was always how to win, how to lose, how to love. Like most things around here, it wasn't your typical basketball fundamentals, X's and O's type lecture. It was emotional. The topic may have been basketball, but the subject was life. You win with courage, character, humility. When you lose, you do so with dignity, respect, having given it your all. And most importantly, you learn to love. Love the game, love your teammates, love your coach. This is a gym full of people who learn those things from Coach. I told him that since I was 8 years old, it feels like we're living the Sunday night lecture. How to win. We're at Monmouth my sophomore year. A good memorial service, like a good Sunday night lecture, has to have a beating Monmouth story. We're at Monmouth, down one. With the ball, 6 seconds to go. Coach calls timeout. We huddle up, hearts are racing, ready for play. The coach is standing there with that big smile, just looking at us. He says, isn't this fun? And he paused, still smiling, and said it again, isn't this fun? And we're like, yeah, coach, but what are we gonna do? He just keeps smiling. You know how when he said something he found profound, he'd just repeat it over and over again. So he says it again, isn't this fun? And then we broke the huddle. As we broke the huddle, he said, get the ball to Marco. And that was it. And we did, and we ended up getting the win in overtime. But we learned that when the gym is full and the game's on the line, the important thing is to make sure you're enjoying it. Coach enjoyed the wins. How to lose. Oh, I lost it. Did I turn that off? Turn that off. how to lose. Coach taught me one of the best lessons of my life after a loss at Illinois College. It was a bad night for me. I think I had 5 fouls and 2 technicals. After a long ride home from Jacksonville, Coach had it figured out. Most coaches would have wanted to leave me in Jacksonville. But he knew what I needed to hear. His words made me not just a better basketball player, but a better person. The past few weeks, I've read a lot of stories from other players with their own versions of these conversations. We all had them. He coached the games, but sometimes I think the games are just the way he figured out who we were and what we needed to learn, what we could learn together. How to love. When I tried to pick an example of how to love, I kept thinking about Coach always saying, "I love you, kid," to his players. I'm not going to use that as an example for learning how to love because the cynic in me thinks that's just what Coach said when you got an offensive rebound and stuck it back in. I think it needs to be said, to be true to his memory, that there were times when Coach was full of it. But we loved him anyway, and even if he was full of it at times, he did mean it when he said, "I love you, kid." The story I'd like to share about how to love is the most recent. When I was in Galesburg a few weeks ago, in his kitchen, Cammy was answering the phone. All of us were calling, letting Tim know we were thinking about him. Somebody would call, and Cammy would write the name down on a post-it note and stick it on the door frame. And the door frame was covered with post-it notes. Many I recognized the names, the even more I didn't. Each yellow post-it note, just a name, but you knew there was a story about how to love represented by each one. I also saw friends gathered in Coach's living room. Traditional mix of the Knox community, players, professors, neighbors, family. I saw his friends boosting his spirits. I saw his daughter taking care of him. His grandson, Max, running around, playing with Spider-Man. We sat in the living room. As Tim grew tired, he put his head on Kathy's shoulders, and she held him, just held him. I drove home wanting to be sad and cry, and I did. I wanted to be angry and swear, and I did. But by the time I got home, all I could tell my wife was that it was a lesson in love. Tim and Kathy were the lesson in love. Whether it was winning, losing, or loving, we're all fortunate to have been a part of it. There was a lot of life in his life. Thanks.